And the congregation is invited to rise as you are able for a time of prayer. The prayers are projected for us, but also in our bulletin here this morning. We pray. O Lord, you are the maker of light and of all that is good. We thank and praise you that you rule all things, that you care for each of us, that you want all people to know your mercy and love as it has been revealed in Christ Jesus. Continue to sustain us by your grace that we may ever praise you. Lord, in your mercy. Father, let the light of your word shine in our midst and into the darkness of unbelief that surrounds us. By your word, instruct us in your ways. Build up this congregation and all the congregations of Philomath. Bring all peoples to trust in your salvation and to glorify you. Lord, in your mercy. God of mercy, hear our prayers on behalf of all those in need. Restore health to those who are ill. Lord, today we pray for those recovering from illness or recent surgery, for Bill Home recovering and receiving treatment for his illness, for Greg and Maggie home from surgery. We thank you for success for both of them and pray that your hands of protection would guide them in each step that they take in their recovery. For Elaine and Audrey, as they also recover, strengthen them, uplift their hearts to you. Help them to live with hope, knowing that good things are around the corner as they are. Lord, we also pray for Lindy's family as they mourn the death of Jenny this last week. And also those names that we mentioned now vocally, but also that are silent in our hearts today. Reach those names and concerns that are on our hearts. And these people we name today: Bev, Nicole, Mike, Jimmy, John, Erin and her family, Don, Denise, Susan, Jerry, Kathy, John, Nora, Rob, Courtney, Carla, Crystal, Delbert, Janine, Velma, Russ and Kirsten, Benjamin, Austin, Dick and Valerie, Mike, Alan, Jenica, Karen, Molly and her family as they mourn, as they care for her mother in a car accident. We pray that you would strengthen that family and the Crockers in the days ahead. And also for Brian as he deals with health challenges. Lord, we pray that you would grant them patience and renewed strength. Raise up helpers for the downcast and distressed, for those who are without sufficient food, and for those who seek meaningful employment. Lord, in your mercy. Lord, we thank you that we are the hands and feet of your Son Jesus. Lord, and in these significant activities that we have at our church in the week ahead, we pray that you would take all the glory, that you would also lead others not just to physical sustenance, but even deeper truths of how you love people and how you have a purpose and meaning for every person that has been created. Lord, I pray this week that you would bless our gathering for the freezer meal ministry, that you would bless the hands that are working and preparing those meals, that you would also work in the lives of the donors and also those that are volunteering at our blood drive, that would be a success and be life-giving for those people that need that significant resource. Then beyond that, Lord, we pray that you would watch over the backpack ministry, both in the collection and in the gathering of items, but then also as those items are received by others, that others would have a touch of your love for all people. And then finally, in the food drive here in Philomath, the part that we are a part of, but also the other congregations and other groups as well, that the gift of food to those in need would also be a sign of your love for all people. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. God of all compassion, watch over all those who suffer the effects of war, violence, and natural catastrophe. According to your will, provide sustenance to the needy. For those who are being persecuted, bring about a cessation of hostility. Grant to your church renewed vigor to take the good news of salvation to all those who are without the hope of eternal life. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. These and any other things you would have us ask, Heavenly Father, grant to us for the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, in whose name we pray. Amen.